The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Lady Bulldog Volleyball, presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who encourage parents to talk with their children about the consequences of marijuana.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
By Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
By Modern Homestead, dedicated to helping you discover your design personality with the latest gifts in home decor.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome in again to the campus of Clay County High School here in Joe Sims Gym, where the Lady Bulldog Volleyball Team and second-year head coach James Chambers are set to host Cumberland County, Kentucky for their final match of the regular season. The Lady Panthers have made the trip south across the state line to Salina to face the Lady Dogs, who are looking to use this one as a tune-up for postseason play to begin next week. It's Clay County's regular season finale, and we're here to cover it all, live on the Horizon Sports Network. Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog Volleyball brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though H&H is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management. Proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors. Folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Copeland's Rural Supply. Your local project partner every step of the way.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Young Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up during the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, we will recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's matchup, and much more as we get ready for Lady Bulldog Volleyball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show for the Horizon Sports Network's final broadcast of the inaugural season. I'm calling Lady Bulldog Volleyball. We're here in Joe Sims Gym, looking down on Rob Edwards Court. I'm Thomas Weaver, and I'm honored to be here with a pair of guys who I haven't seen in a while since our last scheduled broadcast got trumped by Hurricane Helene, guys. One who I think braved the rain down there and to witness Bulldog football team that last Thursday night in Tompkinsville, instead of being here in a drive for volleyball, he's Clay County Sports Hall of Famer, Doug Strong, folks.
Good to be here. Kind of hate to see it ending, though, but it's been a good year. And again, thanks to Thomas for doing it and giving us the opportunity to be here with him.
And you were down there in the rain, right?
I was in the rain.
You got to watch a wind, so that was pretty good.
Yeah, wind's always, that trumps rain.
No doubt, no doubt. And the other who got last week off, he said he was warm and dry in his house that night, but he's back here with us tonight to paint the picture like only he can. He's 40-year broadcasting legend, Craig Cantrell.
A guy like people used to say in the old days, a good announcer is a dry announcer, and that's what I try to be whenever I can. Happy to be back. I'm like Doug. I'm just glad that you were able to do this and put this together this season. It's fun doing volleyball. Volleyball is a very exciting game, and just maybe we'll get to do many years of it.
Yeah, we'll definitely want to next season for sure, and wouldn't be able to pull it off without you two, of course. And, you know, Craig, this Clay County team, they've kind of had a rough go lately, but they've got another season starting next week with the postseason. Tonight they've got a chance to kind of fine-tune their skills heading into it.
Volleyball is a tournament sport, just like everything in the state of Tennessee. If you get hot at the right time, then good things are going to happen. The tough thing is they're going to have to do everything on the road or at a neutral site, so that makes it a little more difficult. When you have to go on the road, they know they're going to play Jackson County, and that's somebody that's given, they've got a little more time to get ready, so that kind of helps you out when you can kind of watch a little tape, watch a little film. They've got the film that we did of Jackson County, so they can be able to see that, and that's got to help a little bit. So it's a tournament sport. They come out, they get hot. You never know what might happen to this talented team because they've got a lot of talent on this volleyball team.
They do, and what Craig's referring to, of course, is the first round of the district tournament, which will happen Monday night down in Gainesboro against Jackson County, Doug. But tonight, Clay County's going to have their hands full with this Lady Panther team. I think you've seen them earlier this year.
Yeah, I went up there, I don't know, it's game one or two of the season with us. This team's good. This will be a good tournament test for them, you know, to get them prepared, because this will be a tournament-level team that we're going to see next week. So be a good one.
We wouldn't be here getting ready to call this last volleyball game of the season on the Horizon Sports Network without our sponsors. We can't thank them enough for getting on board and helping us with this new venture this season. And a special shout-out to the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition for being our presenting sponsor. And, of course, we always like to say the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks pick up a copy of the paper also. Up next, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent games in our recap segment, so stay with us for more here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes. Your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ladies, are you looking for all the latest home decor trends or need help finding the style you love? At Modern Homestead in Salina, Kennedy Hicks can help you discover your design personality. She believes your home should reflect your style, and each corner should be eye-catching and unique, just like you. So give Kennedy a call at 931-704-5610. Go see her at 904 East Lake Avenue or follow Modern Homestead for affordable home decor to match your style. Modern Homestead, dedicated to helping you discover your design personality with the latest gifts in home decor.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Dale Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Dale Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show for our recap segment where we summarize the Lady Dogs' most recent games. since we called that York matchup 2 weeks ago, Clay County's had some tough ones. Doug, they fell at Clark Range in a five-set thriller that I think you witnessed.
I did. I went up there, and like I said, this your typical battle seems like this year for this team. You know, it, you know, battle at the five sets and just can't get over the hump when they get there. So.
And then they got swept like everybody else this year, Craig, as Gordesville came to town here last Thursday. So they got to see the class of the league.
And Gordesville, we've heard about them all season long, and everybody talked about how good they are. They kind of showed that last Thursday night against Clay County. They came out and they just kind of took care of business. Like you said, they've done so with everybody in the district, even York. That's a really good volleyball team. They handled them pretty easily twice. So they're kind of separating themselves right now from everybody else and everybody in this tournament. That's who they're chasing. And sometimes you don't want to catch them when you get there, but you want your shot at them. But it's they're a tough team to knock off.
And then they also played this week, the kickoff this week in Tompkinsville on Monday, where they lost 0-2. We're going to see that here tonight. It's the best of three in these non-conference games. But they were up 21-18 in both of those contests before losing 21-25 and 24-26, Doug. So, unfortunately, it's kind of that same pattern we've seen all year long.
Yeah, our record could be pretty much flopped from what it is. I mean, they've been in pretty much every match, probably other than Gordonsville, you know, and had those opportunities, just ain't been able to get over the hump, like I said. They just struggled and hadn't put it all together yet.
And even against the top teams in this league, we've seen them play pretty well.
Yeah, it took York to four sets, and if you can do that, that's doing pretty well. Didn't they beat Jackson County, I believe, to split with them? So they've got the talent, but sometimes just figuring out how to get that win is a tough thing, especially for a team that hasn't had a whole lot of playing time yet for them. They have one senior, they have two seniors actually, does Clay County, one that gets a lot of playing time. So they're just kind of trying to figure out how to win right now. And if they ever do that, like I said, there's enough talent on this team to beat some very good teams. So they get that figured out, they've got a long way to go up to the top if they'll just figure it out.
I totally agree with you. Hope they figure it out here tonight. Folks, that's been your recap segment, the last three games for Clay County. We encourage you to pick up a copy of this week's Delhalla Horizon newspaper for all things Clay County, including Clay County sports. And we ask you to stay with us as we get ready for Clay County, Tennessee versus Cumberland County, Kentucky, here on the Horizon Sports Network.
At Copeland's Rural Supply, they don't just sell products. They're part of your community. Need advice on your next project? Copeland's friendly team is here to help you find exactly what you need to make your work easier and more efficient. Copeland's is more than a store. They're a neighbor you can count on, and they invite you to come build something great together. To get started, stop in at 408 Brown Street or check them out online at CopelandSRS.com. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local Chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show. Time now for the Cumberland Steers District 7A update. Everything settled here in the league, guys. Gordonsville, of course, finished at the top at 12-0. They get the bye. So they'll Tuesday they'll face the winner between the number 4 and 5 seeds, and that's us. That's Clay County and Jackson County. So that'll happen on Tuesday as they host, as Clark Grange hosts the the semifinals and the finals of the district tournament. Then you got York sitting in that second spot. They finished 10-2. Their only two losses, of course, to Gordonsville. They host Red Bowling Springs Monday. Winner plays the Monterey Clark Grange winner on Tuesday. You know, that's two pretty good teams at the top of this league, I think, Craig.
Yeah, I think they're very good, and they hit the ball so well. That's what makes them so good. I guess if you're looking at it one way, it's Gordonsville got to have their longest trip of the tournament to go up from Gordonsville to Clark Grange to play,
yeah.
So maybe that could be a factor coming out of school on that afternoon. But you're going to have to catch them on an off night, I think, to be able to take care of them. But you never know come tournament time. That's why you go out and play it. There have been a ton of upsets, and going up to Clark Grange, all the people on one side, different-looking kind of gym set up. So it's you never know. Tournaments always bring out some fun stuff, and Gordonsville, they're supposed to win, so a little pressure's on them right now.
Yeah, I agree with you. And then that York team also, we saw them our last time out here calling a game, pretty good team, and they're the second seed. We just talked about them. 3-seed Monterey, they finished 7-5, which I had to correct myself there, Doug. I was surprised that Jackson County had beaten them in the regular season. So it didn't hurt their seeding at all. They're still finishing the third seed. They're going to host Clark Grange on Monday. The winner plays the York Red Bull Springs winner on Tuesday. So they're kind of surprised there, I thought. But this Jackson County squad is playing pretty good.
Yeah, we talked about that when they come up here the last time. They've got a good little groove. And before they played us, they started playing very well, and they continued that. So, you know, tournament. You know, it's one and done in tournament. Anything can happen, and they're playing good volleyball right now. So it'll be a tough one for us Monday night.
It will be. Of course, Jackson County's finished 6-6. They did lose to both the top-ranked Gordonsville Tigerettes and York, and also beat Monterey once. And so they lost to Clay County and Monterey to get their 6 losses in the league. So they're at number 4. Clay County, number 5, finished 4-8. Of course, they're at Jackson County, and they'll take on Gordonsville on Tuesday. And then the two at the bottom, Clark Grange finished at 2-10. They're at Monterey Monday night. Winner plays York and Red Bowling Springs on Tuesday. And, you know, that one right there could possibly be a toss-up. Well, that Clark Grange team kind of impressed me when they were here, Craig. And we already saw Monterey. They got a chink in their armor if they let the Lady Blue Devils beat them.
Yeah, exactly. Clark Grange, I think, is better than 2-10. You know, that record, I don't think, indicates how well they can play. They just need to find somebody that wind up and hit it. You know, they don't really pound the volleyball like you want them to. And if they do that, you know, if you get Rogers, if you get some of those other kids start hitting, they can be a threat because they are so good at getting the serve in. We saw that with the Clay County matchup. They were able to get all those serves in, and that just really helped them to the win. They eliminated that form of error, so they took that away, and that made them able to get the win here. So if they can do that, they're a threat to beat anybody.
And it's not just the Lady Buffaloes, Doug. We kind of talk about it. You definitely remove Gordonsville, but maybe even remove York. And, you know, you've got about 4 teams there in Monterey, Jackson County, Clay County, and Clark Grange. Anybody could beat anybody.
Oh, yeah, that group right there, I wouldn't bet against any of them in tournament play, you know, because they're talented. You know, the team that gets to hitting the ball well, probably going to win. That's just what it boils down to.
And at the bottom, Red Bull Springs finished 1-11. They did upset Clark Grange to get their only district win. They're at York, like we said. And they will play the winner of Monterey and Clark Grange on Tuesday. Greg, do you have another thought?
Well, you look at the 4 in front of Clay County, though. If you have to think, if you ask them who they'd want to play, it would probably be Jackson County in the opening round.
But
they did get a win over them, so they know in their mind, hey, we can beat this much. And that's all you want to do in the tournament, survive in advance. And that's probably the matchup that they don't mind having, even though they do have to go over to Gainesburg.
No doubt. Again, those matchups are Gordonsville gets the bye. York is hosting Red Bowling Springs. Monterey is hosting Clark Grange. And Jackson County is hosting Clay County, all on Mondays in those quarterfinal matchups. The championship will also be held Tuesday night at Clark Grange They'll play that all in one night, I think, Doug. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
And in the regions the following Tuesday and Thursday, it'll be hosted by District 8. We may not have time. They either messed the clock up or changed it one, but I'm going to run through that. We talked about it real quick. District 8 includes East Robertson, Innovation Academy of Robertson County, Joe Burns, Smith County, Trousdale, and Westmoreland. So that's not going to be an easy road for any team.
Smith County, they're pretty good. They're about the only one of that group that I know much about. You know, Westmoreland's got some athletes, so you'd think those two would probably be the two maybe picks to win. They're probably the two biggest schools in that district, too, so that always helps a little bit. But, yeah, Smith County, I would think, would be the top thing coming out of there.
I think so. This is District 7A updates and brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. They are the folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements. They're lowering the flag now, so we'll pause for the national anthem and be back to get for the keys to the game and the starting lineups.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto Equipment Parts pregame show. Time now for the keys to the game. Our last thoughts before first serve, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Doug, what do you think about this one?
Well, I think the key to this is you make them beat you. Don't beat yourself. You know, good, consistent play, which we've been looking for all year. Build on something positive for tournament. But just make them beat you. Don't beat yourself.
Pretty simple there. This has been the keys to the game, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner. Every step of the way, Craig, I'll let you take it away.
The Subway starting lineups for tonight's game. Time for now, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannan. For Clay County, they're going to go with number one, Reagan Cherry. She is the center. She's the one in the middle of everything for the Clay County Lady Bulldogs. Number two, Ella Eads. Number four, Lacey Wicks. Number 11, Halen Garrison. She's the libero for the Lady Bulldogs. Number 18, Jenna Thompson. Number 20, Emma Wicks. And number 28, Baylor Walden for head coach James Chambers. For Cumberland County, they're coached by Rob Dyer. They'll start number 8, Marley Mallow. Number 14, Madeline Hawley. Number 15, Sadie Arterburn. Number 17, Kennedy England. Number 20, Kinsley Perdue. Number 21, Erica Branham. And number 23, Lily Schrock. The starters for the Lady Panthers of Cumberland County High School out of Burksville, Kentucky. And the Subway starting lineups have been brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannan, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. And they got started while I was talking, and it is Cumberland County with the serve. A little mishandle on the set there. They'll tap it across to Clay County. Eads winding up. That's off the top of the net, but dug there by Mallow. They'll set outside. That one coming off the roof. Now Garrison with the pass to Cherry. Cherry sets Wicks hitting over the top of the front row, and Cumberland County is very solid here in the early going, and there's a catch going to be called just as we talk about that on Erica Branham for the point and the stop defensively for Clay County to get them on the board. Ella Eads to serve first for the Lady Bulldogs as she'll get things started for Clay County here. She'll go deep in the back row. They'll tap it now to Malo. Malo then a catch going to be called, trying to set Arterburn there in the middle, who hits it very well. So 2-0 Clay County as Eads. We've seen her get on a good run on her serve in some of the games we've done. She's trying to do that here tonight. That hit deep in the back row, right the net, tapped down by Clay County as the kill there for Baylor Walden on one round top of the net.
Good start for Clay County. It's what they wanted, you know, starting out.
Eads to serve once again. Ella hits this one down the middle to the libero there for Clay County. Again, that's around top of the net, and a net call is going to go on Cumberland County as Wicks will tap it over. Cumberland County got in the net, and Clay County's jumped out 4-0 here. Eads to serve once again. Goes back row to the libero, Schrock, set outside. Now Cumberland County taps it across. Cherry is there. Eads with a bump set to Walden. She'll push it in the back row to the Lady Panthers as that one's right on top of the net, and that one's killed by Arterburn for Cumberland County. And you talk about reaching over the net. She did that time to get that one.
Yeah, she's a good long reach there, and she did. She reached over and got that.
Stepping out to serve is Erica Branham for Cumberland County as they're on the board for the first time. Garrison can't handle that serve, and the ace will go to Branham. Good size on this Cumberland County team. They come in 18-6 on the season as Branham to serve once again. In the middle of the Garrison. Good pass this time to Cherry. She'll set behind her to Wick, swinging away. Dug by Schrock. Outside the block, big time block by Lacey Wicks and Baylor Walden on Madeline Hawley, who hits it very well for Cumberland County, but not that time.
Has a good adjustment his net with those two girls. Get that block.
Reagan Cherry to serve for Clay County. Jump serve by Cherry. Mishandled. Good save there by the Lady Panthers, though. Garrison with a diving effort. Walden now swinging away off the top of the net and down on a good hit by Walden. Not strong, but in the right place off the net.
Yeah, find that right spot. It don't matter how hard you hit it or as long as you can find that spot.
Reagan Cherry with that jump serve again. That one goes off the side of her hand and into the net for the point for Cumberland County. Cumberland County, their coach was telling me, got a little bit of a quirky schedule coming up. They're off next week for fall break with their school, then they come back and play two games before they start their district tournament 3 weeks from now. So it's kind of odd taking a week off right in the middle of the main part of the season, is it?
Yeah, it's a little different.
Cherry going to set Wicks. Wicks over the top of the block, and again a net call against Cumberland County is going to give the point to Clay County. You'd think you'd stop any kind of momentum you have, would you?
Yeah, you'd think. Definitely if you was playing well, you wouldn't want to stop.
No, not for a week.
Yeah, that's one thing we haven't mentioned. Clay County on fall break this week, so our girls playing through it.
Miscommunication there for Cumberland County as the pass from Schrock couldn't get to Kennedy England, and Garrison with an ace now for Clay County. 8-3 Lady Bulldogs here in the early going. We're in set one, the best 2 out of 3 between these two. That's around the net, in the net, dug out there by Cumberland County. Cherry on a back set to Emma Wicks. Emma over the top of the block, but Cumberland County's there in the back row. They'll set outside, swinging away is Hawley off the block, played by Garrison. Cherry sets Walden over the top of the block. Good pass in the back row to avoid the catch. Hawley again with the swing, and Garrison trying to just stab at that one, couldn't do so. And Hawley going to get the kill for Cumberland County.
And that's one thing you're going to say from her all night. She, good set, bad set, she's going to hit it. She done that up there, and then she got in the groove and just started tearing us up.
Kaylee Vibbert coming in to play the back row for the Lady Panthers. Eads with the pass to Jenna Thompson to Schrock. Malo sets outside Hawley, and Hawley hammers it down. She's heating up like you talked about.
And they're going to go to her. Yeah. She's going to get probably 85-90% of their balls.
And she likes to hit on this side. It looks like where that right arm's on the strong side is Vibbert with a tough serve. Clay County can't handle it. And the ace for Kaylee Vibbert. They've cut it down to 2, now at 8-6 here in set 1. Off the serve of Vibbert. Garrison to Cherry in the middle. Back set to Thompson. Back row, they'll play it to Lily Pruitt, who's checked in. And Pruitt's pass doesn't go to anyone, and the point will go to Clay County.
That's a big error right there by Burchville. Kind of let Clay County regain momentum here, hopefully.
Baylor Walden to serve now for the Lady Bulldogs. To Schrock. Mallow. Well, it's that Hawley off the net. Dug there by Garrison. I think that Emma Wicks slowed it down a little bit. Lacey Wicks hitting back row to Schrock. Coming in to take control of it is Pruitt. That's a great play by Hawley. Cherry going to set Wicks. Eve steps into one. Hits it into the net. But just that play by Hawley to get to it to get it over the net. That's a pretty good play by Cumberland County. Madeline Hawley stepping out to serve for the Lady Panthers. Garrison. Now to Cherry. Cherry to Thompson. Round the net. That's blocked. Thompson pops it back up, but Clay County can't control it. And the point going to go to Cumberland County on the defensive play.
That length that there was some trouble for us.
They are, from up here, they don't look as big as they really are when you're down there on the floor as Garrison. That's right on top of the net. Goes over to Mallow. Mallow sets the hitter. Thompson blocks her. Jenna now will tap it over for Clay County. Mallow outside to 21. That is Bradham. Cherry now to Emma Wicks. Pushes to Schrock. Mallow sets in the middle again for the swing, but there's the dig by Eads, but right on top of the net, and this time Kennedy England will take it down for the point for Cumberland County.
Just some good play at the net there for Cumberland County.
Tied up at 9 now off the serve of Hawley. Little change up to Emma Wicks. Cherry goes right back to Wicks. Cumberland County tries to keep it alive on a diving effort by England, but can't do so, and the point and the serve will go to Emma Wicks. Emma stepping out the serve for the first time here for Clay County. Wicks, deep serve, played there by Hawley. Pruitt sets outside, and that's a pretty play by Erica Branham. Just caught Clay County flat-footed, able to find the open spot and get the point for Cumberland County. Branham, rather Kennedy England to serve now for the Lady Panthers. That one sails wide on the serve by the Lady Panthers. Lacey Wicks coming back in, replacing Halen Garrison. Of course, Garrison, the libero, plays in the back row. Wicks coming in to play the front row. Jenna Thompson to serve now for the Lady Bulldogs. To England. Mallow sets outside, swinging away and down on the kill by Sadie Arterberg. Eads was there, but just enough to get it down for Arterberg. Garrison checking back in to replace Jenna Thompson. Marley Mallow stepping out to serve. Goes middle of the floor to Emma Wicks. Cherry sets Lacey Wicks, and a net call against Cumberland County. They've had a bunch of them tonight.
A lot of them.
Unforced error will move Clay County back in front by 1-12-11. Ella Eads stepping out to serve now for the Lady Bulldogs. In the back row, Schrock. Just tapped around over to the Clay County side. Cherry with the pass to Walden. Now Wicks will tap it and tap it down as a diving effort by Mallow, but Wicks able to get out of her reach, and the point goes to Clay County. Ella Eads to serve once again. 2-point Clay County lead, 13-11. Here in this one to close out the season, Eads serves into the net for the point for Cumberland County.
Yeah, Lady Dogs have done a good job kind of maintaining this advantage, Doug. It's been tied a couple times, but they're hanging in there. Well, playing solid, not making mistakes. That's probably our first one, that service area right there.
And Cumberland County gives it right back with a serve in the net by Erica Branham. Reagan Cherry to serve once again. Is Branham going to sit down? Pruitt will come in replacing her. Cherry in the back row, Schrock. To Mallow. Mallow sets Hawley outside. That's right off the top of the net. Walden was there, but it went deflected off her hands, hit the top of the net, and kicked over to the Clay County side. Sadie Arterburn stepping out to serve now for the Lady Panthers. Arterburn in the back row. Eads can't control it. The point going to go to Cumberland County.
Pretty nice serve right there. A little knuckly when it comes through there. Those are tough.
Knotted it up again.
Arterburn trying to move Cumberland County in front, I think, for the first time, as Eads with the pass to Cherry. Now Wicks just has to tap it over to Mallow. Arterburn to Hawley, and Hawley misses wide as it's out off of Hawley, and a break right there for Clay County as she tried to go down the line and just missed.
Yeah, and it was close. It was a close one.
Yeah, you're right, Craig. Four ties so far, no lead so far for the opponent. Clay County's held it on.
Halen Garrison trying to keep it that way for Clay County. Serves back row to Pruitt. Now Hawley swinging away, dug by Garrison. Cherry back set, Emma Wicks off the block and down on the kill by Emma Wicks.
That's nice to see. Emma's not been hitting as well the last couple of matches. Now she's getting that little rhythm again tonight. That's nice to see.
Best hit of the night for Clay County is now Garrison to serve once again. Goes back row to Vibbert. Malo sets in the middle, tapped over the block. Cherry can't control it. That's going to be a kill for Kennedy England for Cumberland County. Hawley is the power, but they have several others that they'll go to hit the volleyball in different positions. Vibbert stepping out to serve to Emma Wicks. Cherry with the bump set behind her to Walden, pushes back row. Pruitt is there. Malo with the bump set. Hawley, that's blocked, but that's out of bounds. Point to Cumberland County. It's a good block there by Walden, but just missed that line on this near side. Ties at 16 apiece. Kaylee Vibbert has had some good serves so far for Cumberland County. Garrison to Cherry. Back set, Lacey Wicks. Dug in the back row by Pruitt. They'll set in the middle. That's going to be dug back row by Eads. Cherry with the back set. Emma Wicks swinging away and misses long for the first lead of the night for Cumberland County as they move in front by one, 17-16. Vibbert to serve once again to Garrison. Cherry sets Walden. Going to be blocked by Hawley. Madeline Hawley there playing some defense to get the block and a timeout called by Clay County in set one. It is Cumberland County by two, 18-16 here in Salina.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here after the timeout, Clay County with the kill by Jenna Thompson for the Lady Bulldogs coming out of the timeout. So they settle them down, get the point, and get the serve back for Clay County.
Yeah, need to get that side out and get that serve back and try to get tied back up and get a lead.
Baylor Walden to serve. Now for the Lady Dogs, trying to tie it up here. Goes back row Schrock. Malo will chase it down, but Hawley can't do anything with it, but does hit it pretty hard. Cherry able to keep it from hitting the roof. Malo sets Hawley again, hits it long this time over the back line to tie it at 18 apiece. Walden to serve once again. Baylor with the deep serve down the middle. Schrock can't handle it. As that one, as you talked about knuckleball, that one's really dipping up and down.
That was moving when you go across through there. Good serve of Baylor.
Credit Clay County, and they just keep fighting back.
Walden, tough serve again. Schrock gets to it. Vibbert will save it. Schrock will tap it across. A free ball for Garrison. Cherry was that Eads swinging away, but misses long as Pruitt a good job getting out of the way to get the serve back for Cumberland County. Madeline Hawley stepping up to serve once again. 19-19 here in set one. Hawley, little floater to Garrison, middle of the floor. Cherry with the bump set to Lacey Wicks. Taps it down, rather to Eads. tapping it down over the top of the block as LAE just softly tapped that over that front line blocker.
Yeah, it was a nice little heads-up play there. Seen a little opening, just tapped it in there.
Emma Wicks to serve once again as that puts Clay County back in front by one. Wicks takes a little something off that one, but able to get to it is Branham. They'll go back to Branham. Doug in the back row, tapped right on the net. Garrison will get to it for Clay County. Cherry with the back set to Eads, going back row to Hawley. They'll set outside. Branham taps it across. Garrison, good hustle to get to it. Cherry again will set Eads atop the block, but a dig there by Cumberland County. It'll be tapped over by Mallow. Cherry comes right side. Thompson can't step into it. Schrock will dig that soft hit. Now it'll be Branham swinging away and down on the kill by Erica Branham. One of the best rallies we've seen, and Branham able to get the kill to finish it to tie the game at 20. Kennedy England stepping out to serve now for the Lady Panthers. England in the back row to Emma Wicks. Cherry. Let's set Thompson over the top of the block. Mallow is there. Vibbert now with the pass to Branham. They'll see Cherry set Eads swinging away, and a good kill by Ella Eads. Oh, she stepped into that one and hammered it down for the point for Clay County.
Just a nice, good set and good play right there. Eads finally got on top of that and just drove it.
Puts Clay County back in front, and Thompson to serve once again for the Lady Bulldogs just over the net. Vibbert able to get to it. Mallow will set Arterburn, who kills it. Arterburn with the kill for Cumberland County. And it's just nip and tuck right now between these two. Is coming back in as Kinsley Perdue. She'll replace Vibbert, who sits down. Marley Mallow to serve for Cumberland County. Just over the net. Emma Wicks gets to it. Cherry. That's Lacey Wicks. Taps over the blocker. Tapped up by Arterburn. Free ball here if they can get it across, but they can't. Trying to tap it across was Branham, and Clay County moves back in front.
That's some good plays again by Lacey to get that. That's kind of hard to handle.
Ella Eads stepping out to serve now for the Lady Bulldogs. 3 points away from set one is Clay County. Eads hits that one deep, but too deep for the point for Cumberland County. Branham to serve now again for Cumberland County. Branham, deep serve. That one's long. Teams exchange the service errors. That really kind of helps Clay County.
Yeah, of course, late in the match, you know, having a lead big at 23-22. So
Cherry trying to close this one out in a couple of serves. Schrock with the pass to Mallow. Hawley has to tap it across. Back row to Emma Wicks. Cherry with the bump set behind her to Walden. Walden tried to find the back row, but Cumberland County is there. Hawley steps into it, but hits it long and sets up set point for Clay County. Lady Bulldogs a chance to take set one here. Before they do, though, Coach Rob Dyer is going to take a timeout. Clay County 24, Cumberland County 22. Back in a moment.
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Lady Bulldog Volleyball being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Craig, we've got set point.
Set point for Clay County. Reagan Cherry to try to close it out. Schrock with the pass right at the net. Mallow taps it over, and the net call against Cumberland County is going to win it for Clay County. Big win for the Lady Bulldogs as they win set one, 25-22, to take a 1-0 lead over Cumberland County.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Lady Bulldog Volleyball being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, where the Lady Dogs are up on the Lady Panthers of Cumberland County 1-0 heading into the second set. Here's your Lady Dog recap, served up by Gone Country Cafe. Clay County scored the first four of this one, and then that claimed their largest lead of 5 at 8-3, and then it was a back-and-forth affair that included 10 ties as Cumberland County, his only lead came midway through the match. They led 18-16 at one point, but Clay County battled back, tied it at 19, 20, 21, and 22, leading up to three straight points, including match point, to win 25-22 here in the first set. This Lady Dog recap has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Salina. Family-owned and operated by Stephen Cassandra Cornell, Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest. With breakfast all day, weekday specials to 2 p.m., new extended hours Monday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately, Craig?
Not lately, but I need to try that. I'm never over here during the day. That's what I need to get over here. And, you may have said it, and I didn't hear it, but what was the biggest lead there by anybody? Was it 3?
Biggest lead was 5, 8-3 early on by Clay County.
That's a close set right there, isn't it?
It is.
Clay County serving to start set 2. Schrock will take the serve from Ella Eads. Malo sets in the middle. Eads going to dig. Branham back set here to Walden, who pushes back row to Hawley. They'll set in the middle. Arterburn, and Arterburn catches the line on a good hit by Sadie Arterburn. So Arterburn gets the first point for Cumberland County as they take an early 1-0 lead. Now Marley Malo to serve, the setter for Cumberland County. Eads with a diving effort. Cherry going to get to it. Garrison going to play it across to Schrock. Malo sets outside with the hit is Purdue, but she hits it wide to give the serve back to Reagan Cherry and tie the game at one apiece.
Hey, that was just all Reagan there. Just run that down to keep it in play.
Cherry to serve for the first time here in set 2. That one trickles over and down for the point for Reagan Cherry. Ella Eads, I think, said into her ear, it doesn't matter how it goes as long as it goes, and that's exactly what happened. Cherry to serve once again. Goes back row to Branham. Malo to Purdue to tap it across. Almost wasn't ready. Lacey Wicks will tap it down, though, for Clay County. What about that? Just got them spread out and found the open spot again.
A heads-up play by Lacey there.
Yeah, she's not good at that, finding that spot.
Reagan Cherry in the back row to Branham. Malo going to set outside. The left-hander dug by Eads, but then a little miscommunication there as nobody can get to that second hit, and the point going to go to Cumberland County. Something we haven't seen much, but Kinsley Purdue, the left-hander hitting that one. That changes things a little bit. Branham to serve now for Cumberland County. Line drive to Garrison. Emma Wicks with the pass to Lacey Wicks. Back row Schrock. Malo sets in the middle. Arterburn blocked by Wicks, but tapped across by Purdue. Cherry now back to Walden, who kept it alive, but too close for Hawley there to get the block on Baylor Walden.
Yeah, that's one thing Cumberland County will do, that length. If you get that over the net much, they can get to it.
Erica Branham stepping up to serve for the Lady Panthers. That one just dies in the front row to Walden. Cherry with the bump set. Lacey Wicks hits it hard, but dug there by Cumberland County. Hawley going to tap it across. Cherry back set. Emma Wicks, but hits it in the net for the point for the Lady Panthers.
First lead there.
4-3. Cumberland County moves in front here in set two. They've got to win back-to-back, though, to come on the road and get the win. Back row, Eads with the pass now to Cherry. Cherry now to Wicks off the block. Schrock is there to keep it alive for Mallow. Outside, Hawley hitting it straight down is Madeline Hawley. That was impressive there.
That's pretty impressive.
She hits it about as good as any we've seen the entire year, really.
That's what I was telling Craig. I said I hadn't seen Gordon before, but she's the best I've seen this year.
She stepped into that one, just drove it straight down, and now Erica Branham to serve once again. Back row, Eads, little fool bite. Garrison will hustle to it, but Wicks can't tap it across. Tough play there on a good serve by Erica Branham, and Coach James Chambers wants to talk about it. Cumberland County leads 6-3 here in set two.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Lady Bulldog Volleyball. The Lady Dogs trail Cumberland County, Kentucky, 6-3 early in this one, Chris.
Branham serving once again, goes deep in the back row, but too deep that time for the service error and the point for Clay County.
That's what Clay County needs coming out of that timeout, get the ball back, get a point, get their serve.
Jenna Thompson coming back in to play in the front row is Garrison. Serves it to Schrock. Mallow outside Hawley. That's blocked by Cumberland, by Clay County, but goes long. As that showed you how hard it was hit. Walden was there, just kind of popped it up, and that was hit so hard it went out of bounds on the back line.
Yeah, Lady Dog's doing a good job challenging that. Because let me tell you, that's tough.
Cherry with the bump set behind her to Thompson, just over the block and down for Jenna Thompson. Disguise it so well, just dropping that one over that front line. Cuts the lead back to 2 now. 7-5 is Baylor Walden to serve for the Lady Dogs. Goes back row to Cumberland County. They'll set Hawley outside. Garrison with the one-handed dig. Cherry will hustle to get to it, and Eads will take it across. Back row they go. Does Cumberland County. They'll set in the middle. That's blocked. Jenna Thompson just shutting down. I think that was number 17, Kennedy England, that Thompson blocked there to get the defensive play for Clay County.
Really, nice play at the net right there.
Yeah, really impressed by Clay County, again, challenging these hitters.
Walden goes back row to Pruitt. Schrock now to England. Garrison now to Cherry. Cherry sets Eads behind her, but that one never came across the net, and the point will go to Cumberland County. Vibbert coming back in to replace Purdue as she'll step out to serve. 2-point Cumberland County lead, 8-6. Clay County won set one, 25-22. Vibbert to Eads. That one just kind of got up into her forearms and just couldn't make the pass, so the point goes to Cumberland County. 2-point lead, 8-6, as Vibbert goes to Garrison. Cherry will run that one down. Pops it straight up to Emma Wicks. Schrock now to Mallow. Mallow in the middle. They'll go to England. Dug there by Cherry. Thompson goes out to Eads, but she's dug in the back row. Hawley swinging away and down on the kill by Madeline Hawley. Didn't catch him much off the net, but just enough for Hawley to get that one down.
I said, don't take much with her the way she hits it. If she gets a little crease, it's going to be a good lick.
Kaylee Vibbert stepping out to serve once again here for the Lady Panthers, dressed in the green as they're questioning something over there. I saw you take a look, and I think the score may be what they're looking at.
Yeah, I think it should be 10-6. Right. I'll take it if it's not.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing because I think it started 8-6.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do fix it at 10-6, Cumberland County. Vibbert serving once again. Back row to Garrison. Cherry outside. Emma Wicks tried to push it across, but never got across the net. And the point goes to Cumberland County, and they take their biggest lead of the night at 5 at 11-6. Vibbert has had some good success at her serve. Seems like every time they have something big going, she's serving. But just when you talk good about her, she hits it long, so maybe we need to brag on a little more.
There you go, yeah. Sounds like a good plan.
Emma Wick stepping up to serve now for the Lady Bulldogs. Wicks goes down the line, but misses just wide on this near side for the out serve and the point to Cumberland County. Pruitt sitting down. Branham coming back in. Hawley serving. Right, that's Purdue. That is Hawley serving. Thompson just taps it across in the back row to Vibbert. Malo sets in the middle, tapped over and blocked by Thompson and down. England tried to tap it across. Didn't think Thompson could get as far off the floor as she did. Jenna said, I can, and taps it down for the block for Clay County.
Jenna's had a really nice game on the net today. She's made a lot of good plays up there.
And Thompson gets the serve coming off that big flush. Jenna goes back row. Schrock kind of had her handcuffed for a moment. And Malo going to be called for the catch. Cumberland County is not happy with the officiating. They've made a couple of visits over here to the up top official, and they kind of gave a long look there as Thompson has the serve go to Hawley. Then it's tapped down by Wicks right on top of the net. Lacey Wicks doesn't get that chance often. Gets the kill there on the easy one for Clay County.
I know when we played up there, they didn't call all that double contact stuff. They let that kind of play.
Serve goes in the net that time by Thompson, though, and the point goes to Cumberland. Yeah, that's the thing you have to, either way, if you're going up there, they're coming down, you have to adjust to the officiating, though, don't you? England serving. Deep serve by England and out.
Yeah, that's always a big key when you're playing, adjusting the way the game's called, and a lot of teams can't do that.
Yeah. Ella Eads serving, hard serve, Schrock falling down, we'll get to it. Arterburn will get to Branham, who taps it across. Cherry right the net is Wicks, able to get to it and tap it over, but Malo is there. This one's right on top of the net for Wicks, and Wicks will get this one. Lacey Wicks, she's having a battle right there at the net, but she's winning most of them right now for Clay County.
That's one thing Clay is doing all night. We're winning that battle at the net.
Ella Eads trying to tie it up for the Lady Dogs here on this serve. Deep serve. Popped up by Vibbert. Hawley. Now to Arterburn. Arterburn line drive to Cherry. Wicks just going to hit it on two and hit it down on two. You heard Hawley.
It may have surprised him a little right there.
You heard Hawley in the back row calling that one out. If she'd called her off, that's an end. That was well in, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they expected her to hit it in two, do you?
No, I don't.
Yeah, Lacey Wicks is getting better and better. Fortunately, you know, she's playing her best ball right here at the end, which is good heading into postseason.
Malo sets Arterburn swinging away. And what have we got? A net call on Clay County this time. Clay County in the net, so the error goes to the advantage of Cumberland County that time. And now Malo will step out to serve. Malo in the back row to Garrison. That's a tough pass. Cherry plays it out of the net, but it just drops out of bounds. That's all Reagan could do with that one right there. Cumberland County back in front by 1-14-13. Thomas says they've left the point off again. There it is, 15-13. Got it fixed now, and Malo to serve once again. Back row, Eads. Cherry sets outside Walden, taps it back row. Hawley is there. Bump set right at the net. Wicks will battle with Cumberland County. That is going to be Arterburn that is able to tap that one down for the Lady Panthers. Malo, as Cumberland County's taking a three-point lead now, goes back row to Garrison. She'll take it across in one. Schrock is there. Malo outside to Branham off the block of Wicks and out of bounds. Sometimes you got to use that block, and that's what Branham was able to do right there. Marley Mallow to serve once again. Mallow, high serve. Eads with the pass down to Cherry. Cherry sets Walden. Baylor taps it back row to Hawley. Right at the net. This is tapped over and blocked by Wicks. Wicks again will try. Schrock is there this time for Cumberland County. Bump set outside. They'll push it back row to Garrison. Cherry going to set Wicks. A little behind her. Lacey adjusts, and Lacey gets the kill.
That's great. Good long arms come in handy.
That's a great adjustment. That was well behind her. Had to reach back to get it.
Yeah, she really shouldn't have been able to hit that one.
No. That's right.
3-point Cumberland County lead. Cherry trying to cut into it. Schrock right at the net. Mallow will save it to Arterburn, but she hits it long. Mallow, that's one she might just should have tapped across.
Just tapped across, probably.
There was an open spot right there, but, of course, you're down there. You can't see it as it opens up here. As Cherry again with a jump serve. A little something off this one. Hawley will play it in the back row. Mallow, miss hit there. It's a free ball here for Clay County. Cherry with the bump set. Emma Wicks taps it back row, and a catch going to be called on Clay County. Double contact on the Lady Bulldogs, and it'll put Cumberland County back out by 3, 18-15, with Erica Branham stepping out to serve. Branham. That's off the hands of Emma Wicks and out of bounds for the ace for Cumberland County.
Match their largest lead there at 4.
Branham. Well behind the service line as she steps up. Still serves about 10 feet behind the line. Eads with the pass to Walden. Free ball in the back row to Cumberland County. Mallow sets outside Hawley, and she's shut down. Baylor Walden and Lacey Wicks with the roof on Cumberland County.
Yeah, again, just, you know, credit the girls for getting in there on that swing. I don't know if I wouldn't duck, Doug.
It's pretty nice. Yeah. So they're in there battling it.
Halen Garrison serving. That one kind of tailing away, but Cumberland County stays with it. They'll try to tap it over, and Hawley will tap it out of bounds off of Clay County. Good play there by Madeline Hawley. Right at the net, nothing else she could do with it. Is Schrock going to sit down? England coming back in. Serve will go to Emma Wicks. Tapped across by Thompson, but out of bounds by Clay County, and Cumberland County's taken a 6-point lead now, 22-16, or is it 21-16? 21-16, and Clay County wants to
ladies,
time out.
Are you looking for all the ladies? Latest home decor trends, or need help finding the style you love? At Modern Homestead in Salina, Kennedy Hicks can help you discover your design personality. She believes your home should reflect your style, and each corner should be eye-catching and unique, just like you. So give Kennedy a call at 931-704-5610. Go see her at 904 East Lake Avenue, or follow Modern Homestead for affordable home decor to match your style. Modern Homestead, dedicated to helping you discover your design personality with the latest gifts in home decor.
Wicks taps it across. Cumberland County trying to get the point here, and they will. Off the hit by Kennedy England, who was just able to go over the top of the block that time and hit it down.
She may have missed it that a little bit. And, of course, it worked out great. It found the spot.
Arterburn to serve. Into the net, though, a service error for Clay County. And that, for Cumberland County, to give it to Clay County. And that really helps Clay County because if they get to that 23, that's where the pressure really gets on. Walden just over the net. Tapped up by Hawley. Pruitt will get to it. Mallow will take it across to Garrison. Cherry, back set, Eads swinging away and down by Ella Eads off the block of Kennedy England.
Yeah, big point there, 22-18 now. Gives them a chance.
Walden just over the net. Hawley to Mallow. She'll come back outside to Hawley, hitting her hard, and down is Madeline Hawley. Perfect set right there by Mallow to put it right where Hawley wanted it, and she's able to hit it straight down.
Yeah, that's kind of what I think Holly's had trouble with lately. She hadn't really got a good clean look at one. When she does,
you know it. Then.
Vibbert to Garrison. Diving effort by Cherry. Tapped across by Thompson. Schrock will reach out to get that one. Hawley steps into one. Dug by Garrison. In the net, Cherry will tap it across. Malo sets Hawley in a catch call. Oh, the effort by Clay County's got them fired up. They've got it back, and they trail by four, 23-19.
There's some good effort there from Clay County on that one.
Emma Wicks trying to get them closer. Wicks on the side and out of bounds as that'll set up set point now for Cumberland County. Clay County one set one, 25-22. Cumberland County leads this one 24-19. So the pressure on the defense right now of Clay County off the serve of Madeline Hawley. Just over the net and down for the ace by Hawley. Got what she wanted on that one, and Cumberland County wins set two to force a deciding set three when we come back.
Ready to add some color to your world? At Copeland's Rural Supply, they can match any color to bring your vision to life. Whether it's a fresh coat for your living room or a new look for your fence, their team is here to help you every step of the way. Visit them at 408 Brown Street and turn your project ideas into reality. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
Welcome back to Rising Sports Network coverage of Lady Bulldog Volleyball being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, where Clay County and Cumberland County are tied at one set apiece heading into the third and final set here. Here's your Lady Dog recap brought to you by State Farm. Clay County fell behind early by 5, 11-6, and then they rallied to tie it at 13 all midway through, but Cumberland County four straight points to pull out to a four-point lead, and then they added to it down the stretch. Clay County made a little rally late to cut it to four at 22-18, but the Lady Panthers going to win 24-19 here in the second set to tie this one up at one. This Lady Dog recap has been brought to you by State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there offering auto, life, home, health, and more at 206 Dow Avenue in Salina. Stop in and see him and his friendly staff in the log cabin on the square today for a quote today. Guys, I want to talk a little bit about our presenting sponsor, the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Craig, they've been here with us all season long, and we're always proud to have them. And they're encouraging parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana and offer this message to help them do so. Be clear on your stance and show you disapprove of marijuana use. Let them know you care and you're there to talk whenever needed. Build your child's skills and strategies for avoiding marijuana use. Be a good source of information for your child. For more information, please visit samhsa.gov/marijuana. The project is funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. We appreciate them and all of our sponsors, Craig.
We sure do. It wouldn't be possible without our sponsors, and the key to that is just information. Always share information with your kids. Let them know. Just help them to make good decisions. It's Cumberland County to get the serve to start set three, as Cherry will tap it across in two, but Hawley is there. Malo outside, pushing the back row to Garrison. Cherry with the bump set behind her to Wicks. Lacey just off the net. Malo stays with it, though. Hawley with a bump set outside. That's going to be hit long by Branham for the point for Clay County. And we're going to go into this one assuming there's a 15 with the rally scoring in set three, I would think, since it's the deciding set, as Ella Eads the serve now for Clay County. Goes far side to Malo. That's off the roof, but Arterburn stayed with it, but they can't get it across.
And if it is a 15 game, getting the first two is big.
Yes. Eads to serve once again for Clay County, trying to keep it going here for the Lady Bulldogs. Ella in the back row to Schrock. Malo with the bump set right at the net for Arterburn, and Arterburn pounds it off the block. We talk about Hawley being able to hit the ball. Sadie Arterburn can too.
Yeah, they've got multiple players, don't they, Doug?
Oh, they do. And like I said, a lot of length, and that's tough when you got a lot that can do that up there.
Erica Branham trying to tie it up to Garrison. Cherry right at the net. Sets Walden, taps it back row to Schrock. Malo outside Hawley on a low set, but Hawley able to hammer it anyway.
Whew.
That set, just a line drive coming at Hawley, and she got right to it. Ties the score at two apiece now here in set three. Branham trying to give Cumberland County their first lead in this deciding set. Goes back row to Eads. Wicks with the second hit. Garrison will tap it across in the back row to Schrock. Mallow right at the net. Arterburn taps it across but got in the net when she did. They've avoided that in set two, and that helped them get the win, but now they get one there to give Cumberland County, or to give Clay County the lead and the serve. Reagan Cherry stepping out to serve with Clay County leading by 1-3-2. Cherry with the jump serve. Goes back row to Mallow. Hawley able to tap it across as they pulled it right on the net. Walden swinging away. Dug by Mallow. Pruitt. Now we'll get to it. Schrock deep in the back row to Garrison. Cherry with the bump set to Emma Wicks. That's off the block. Diving effort there by Mallow, but she can't get to it, and the kill is going to go to Emma Wicks. Clay County out by two now at 4-2 here in set three. Cherry, the serve once again. Reagan just over the net. Schrock is there. Mallow sets Hawley way off the net, and Hawley hits it down. That's 8 feet off the net, almost to the back row line, and she's still able to hammer it down.
And not a real good set to her right there.
No,
she got something on that.
Sadie Arterburn to serve now for Cumberland County, trying to tie it up. Back row Eads. That's right on top of the net, and Hawley is there, and that's not where you want to be, is underneath that when Hawley steps into it. Ties it up at 4 apiece as Arterburn to serve once again. Arterburn, back row to Eads. Cherry, bump set behind her to Lacey Wicks. Dug back row by Pruitt, but the pass to Hawley is not there, and the point goes to Clay County.
Yeah, Wick's swinging really well tonight, I think,
yes,
too, besides
she's,
her play at the net.
She's had a solid night.
Halen Garrison to serve. Quick serve that time to Schrock. That's right, the net. Mallow can't pull it out. What about that little change in the motion there by Halen Garrison? Almost like a quick kick. She served as Garrison to serve once again. Halen changes up a little bit. Comes near side to Hawley. Mallow going to set Hawley at that line, and she hits it down again. That's tough when you're that far off the net and can still hit it straight down. Tough to do anything with, and it gets the point for Cumberland County, gets the serve back for Cumberland County. So Chambers asking something there. I'm not sure what he was questioning. Bibbert serves back row to Eads. That's a long run for Cherry, and she can't get there. That pass just out of the reach of Reagan Cherry, and that ties the score at 6 apiece. Vibbert serving once again. Kaylee, back row to Garrison, pops it straight up. Cherry to Thompson. Jenna taps it across to Schrock. Mallow, little double contact there it looks like, and catches the line is Hawley. Might have got away with one, but Hawley made the most of it.
Yeah, she took a little off of that one, but what a spot to put it.
Yeah, she found the spot.
Vibbert to Emma Wicks. Walden going to set Thompson. Thompson hits back row. Vibbert tries, rather, that is Vibbert, tries to pop it up but couldn't control it, and the point will go to Clay County.
That's a good answer there from Clay. They took a one-point lead. Now they've tied it back.
Baylor Walden to serve for the Lady Bulldogs. Baylor just over the net. Diving effort there by Pruitt. That's a great effort by Hawley. A non-district game. I don't know if Coach Dyer wants her diving into the second row that way.
You like the effort, but I'm like you. There, just got to save yourself.
Yeah. Walden just over the net and down by Baylor Walden. Looked for all the world it wasn't going to make it, but it did for the ace for Baylor.
Clay County out to a two-point lead now. Good answer by them. They fell behind by about that margin.
Walden trying to keep it going for the Lady Bulldogs. Again, just over the net. Schrock handles it, but in the back row They'll tap it right at the net. Emma Wicks with the pass to Cherry. She'll go back to Emma. She'll push it across to Schrock. Schrock now to Mallow. Mallow outside Hawley. Pops up in the air, and what have we got? A net call on Cumberland. No, a net on Clay County. Net on Clay County. Going to give the point to Cumberland County.
Hey, you got to like what Clay County's doing now. They're battling that hit, and it's a nice one. So
Hawley to serve as Madeline will step out to try to tie it. Here in set three, takes a little something off that serve. Cherry now to Eads. Eads over the block to Schrock in the back row. Mallow in the middle of the set and the spike, but it's dug by Cherry, tapped over by Wicks. Hawley now to Mallow. Outside they'll go with the spike attempt, dug by Eads. Cherry now sets Emma Wicks. That's off the block. Schrock is there. Mallow sets Branham, taps it over, but right to Walden. Cherry with the bump set to Eads, and Eads can't get across the net. The point will go to Cumberland County. Pretty good rally there, but Cumberland County is coming away with the point.
Yeah, this is a good one. Back and forth, guys.
Hawley. Walden will have it go off her, but saved by Garrison. Cherry, free ball for Schrock. Mallow sets in the middle. That's going to be tapped up by Cherry, and Garrison will tap it across. The pass out of Mallow saves it. Tapped over by England. Cherry is there. Walden sets Eads stepping into it. Dug back row by Hawley. Mallow to Schrock. Tapped over to Walden. Cherry sets Emma Wicks. That's right at the net. Goes off the block. So Clay County's still alive. Eads off the back row set. Diving effort by Hawley. Schrock outside now to Branham. Taps it over to Eads. Cherry right at the net. Will set Eads off the net. Ella dug back row by Hawley right back to the Clay County side. Walden going to set Eads. Eads will tap it over a little power dink. Dug by Cumberland County, but they can't get it across. And the point going to go to Clay County.
Just good effort from Clay County all the way around there to keep that ball alive and keep getting that play back over.
So many people made plays you didn't think they could make, did
yeah.
they?
Yeah, they just kept running them down.
Emma Wicks to Hawley. Schrock now, free ball coming here. They go back row to Garrison. Cherry sets Thompson. Jenna trying to find the open spot. Cumberland County will have to tap it across with Schrock. Good effort there to find the spot. Eads now off the set. Hammers it, but Hawley will dig it. Mallow outside to Branham. Pushes back row. Great decision by Garrison to play that one. Eads now off the block. Schrock will dive. Right to Eads. Tapped up by Branham, and now it comes out of the roof, tapped over by Mallow.
Wow.
Garrison to Cherry. Thompson now trying to find a spot, and what have we got? A net call on Cumberland County. Clay County comes out of it with the point for the Lady Dogs.
That's a big point there to get a two-point lead late in this.
Back-to-back rallies, Craig.
It's fun, isn't it? These two are playing here tonight as Emma Wicks goes down the line. Hawley is there. Mallow outside to Branham, hits it in the net. And a big point there to give Clay County a three-point lead.
Largest lead by either team in this final set.
And a timeout called by Cumberland County. Clay County leads it 12-9 in deciding set three.
Need to make a large one-time purchase, consolidate high-interest debt, or pay for unexpected expenses? If so, consider a personal loan from Bank of Salina and locking in a predictable monthly payment customized with terms to fit your budget. Citizens Bank loans can be used to finance a variety of needs, vacations, vehicles, and much more. Call Russell West today at 931-243-3161 for both secured or unsecured loans with a variety of options. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Lady Bulldog Volleyball being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. We're in the third and final set, Craig, and Clay County leads 12-9.
Emma Wicks serving for the Lady Bulldogs. Goes back row to Cumberland County. Outside, Branham taps it over. Wicks is there. Emma to Cherry. Back set to Eads. Dug by Schrock. Tapped up now by Vibbert. Schrock plays it in the net for the point for Clay County. Clay County just a little more fired up right now than Cumberland County, it seems.
Yeah, they've got a lot of momentum, and they're fired up with it.
Emma Wicks serving once again. Schrock will play it to Mallow. Mallow outside Branham over the top of the block and in by Erica Branham. big point right there for Cumberland County.
Yeah, stops it at four straight for the Lady Dogs. It's now 13-10, Craig.
Kennedy England serving now for Cumberland County, and she misses wide on that one, and that sets up game point now for Clay County. And stepping out to serve it is Jenna Thompson. Thompson, soft serve, and an ace for Jenna Thompson. And now we know it goes to 25.
I guess we do.
It's 25, guys. Either way, it's still good. We got a five-point lead. You want to have a lead in those deciding matches.
And the odds are, I'm always wrong when I guess. Thompson goes back row to Hawley. Malo sets outside. Arterburn swinging away, but misses long for the point for Clay County. Clay County just rolling right now as Jenna Thompson to serve once again. Jenna just walking up to that service line. Hawley plays in the back row. Branham will tap it across. Thompson gets to it. Schrock will play one that might have been out of bounds. Back row Thompson hits it hard off the roof, and the point will go to Cumberland County. For Coach Chambers, you can't fault that. You've got a couple of players hustling to it, just trying to save that one.
Yeah, you want that effort.
Marley Malo is stepping out to serve. Back row, Emma Wicks. Cherry sets outside Eads. Eads, just missed. That was close right there, and Eads had a good swing at it. Four-point Clay County lead, 16-12. Emma Wicks now to Eads. Eads to Lacey Wicks. Hits it back row to Hawley. Malo sets in the middle. Arterburn off the net. Cherry diving effort, but can't pop it up enough for Garrison to get to it, and the point going to go to Cumberland County.
You know, I don't know if you can set one that Lacey can't get. she's just got something I didn't think she could touch, and she's got them.
And here come the Lady Panthers.
Wicks plays it to Cherry. Cherry outside Lacey Wicks. That's blocked, but Cherry now will tap it to Emma Wicks, and now double contact there as Wicks and Eads run together. Emma Wicks didn't think Eads touched it, and I'm not sure if she did either. And a timeout going to be called by Clay County. Clay County leads 16-14 back to Salina right after this.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Lady Bulldog Volleyball being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, Craig. Clay County's lead down to two.
Got a good one going here as Garrison will take the serve. Cherry now sets Eads. Ella swinging away, hammers it down. Ella Eads with the kill for Clay County.
It's a big answer right there. They made a little run.
Coming out of the timeout, able to get the kill for Ella Eads. And so many times you see a player make a big play and gets to step out and serve. That's what Eads is doing right here. Ella deep in the back row to Schrock. Branham cross court to Arterburn. Eads is there. Cherry on the set. Wicks. Wicks hits it back row to Malo. Schrock bumps that outside. They can't get it to Branham, and it's a point for Clay County. Lead back to four at 18-14. Lady Bulldogs here in set three. Eads, good serve. Schrock just taps it up to Hawley. Now Purdue can't tap it across, and the point going to go to Clay County. Eads got the kill to get it started. She's gotten a couple of straight serves, and they lead 19-14 to the Lady Dogs. Tough serve. Schrock backing up will play it to Malo. Malo outside Purdue hits it in the net. The left-hander couldn't get to it, and the point will go to Clay County.
And that's a huge point there to get to 20. Now the next point or two is really crucial.
Yeah, Clay County led 16-10 earlier on, so they matched their largest lead.
He's trying to extend that lead now here in the service box. Ella just over the net. Purdue didn't think it would make it, and the ace goes to Ella Eats. That's another one. I thought Walden had one that wouldn't make it across. Didn't look like that one would, and I think Purdue was fooled, too, and Cumberland County wants to talk about it. Clay County's taking their biggest lead in the, of the set, set by 7, 21-14, Lady Dogs.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Ella Eads serving, coming out of the timeout by Cumberland County, trying to break the momentum, but they can't. Eads again, one just over the net cord. Schrock can't play it, and the point going to go to Clay County. 8-point Lady Dog lead, 22-14. Eads, tough serve again. Hawley takes control this time. Malo set right the net. Eads able to save that one from Arterburn. Free ball here, but Emma Wicks taps it over to Cumberland County. Now Purdue going to push it to Eads. Cherry sets Lacey Wicks. Wicks around the block. Dug, but out of bounds on the kill by Lacey Wicks.
She's really gotten good at that cross-court cut, hasn't she, Doug?
Yeah, it looks like it's almost automatic when she gets there now. She's really got good at that.
23-14, Clay County with a big lead. Eads in the back row, Schrock. Malo sets in the middle to Arterburn. Cherry with the dig. That's going to drop on Clay on Cumberland County's side. They'll play it outside Purdue. Free ball here for Clay County. Garrison to Cherry. Cherry sets Wicks right at the net. Swinging away and down for Lacey Wicks. The kill by Wicks sets up set point now for Clay County. Eads tried to serve it out. Ella Eads deep in the back row. Schrock. Malo sets outside to Purdue. Garrison, one-handed dig. Cherry will tap it across. That's down. That's a point for Clay County. That's the game for Clay County as they win set three, 25-14 on an improbable finish. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs just able to tap that one across and get the win 25-14, 2-1 over Cumberland County. Our postgame show coming up right after this.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out that Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Lady Bulldogs game, the announcement of the TDS top performer, and much more on the Farm Bureau post-game show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Ladies, are you looking for all the latest home decor trends? Or need help finding the style you love? At Modern Homestead in Salina, Kennedy Hicks can help you discover your design personality. She believes your home should reflect your style, and each corner should be eye-catching and unique, just like you. So give Kennedy a call at 931-704-5610. Go see her at 904 East Lake Avenue, or follow Modern Homestead for affordable home decor to match your style. Modern Homestead, dedicated to helping you discover your design personality with the latest gifts in home decor.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place. Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
At Copeland's Rural Supply, they don't just sell products. They're part of your community. Need advice on your next project? Copeland's friendly team is here to help you find exactly what you need to make your work easier and more efficient. Copeland's is more than a store. They're a neighbor you can count on, and they invite you to come build something great together. To get started, stop in at 408 Brown Street or check them out online at CopelandSRS.com. Copeland's Rural Supply. Your local project partner, every step of the way.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Wondering what to do when your skid steer breaks a track or it lays down in the middle of a project? If so, you don't have to look far. Just go to H&H Auto and Equipment Parts in Salina. They can help you get back up and running with rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more that meet or exceed industry standards. So depend on Chris and Derek Hicks at H&H as your source for reliable, high-quality replacement equipment parts endorsed with the same certifications as OEMs. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, getting you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time.
Welcome into the Farm Bureau post-game show here on the campus of Clay County High School. Clay County winners tonight over Cumberland County, Kentucky, by a score of 2-1. Clay County improves to 5-10 on the year. Cumberland County, Kentucky, 18-7. So Lady Dogs getting a win over a quality opponent here. We'll now do the Lady Bulldog wrap-up, brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee. Guys, Clay County came to play here tonight, Doug. They jumped out to a pretty good lead in that first set. As soon as I can pull my numbers up, they got up 4-0, scored the first 4 points of it, and then led by 5-8-3, and then it was a back-and-forth battle from there. I think 10 ties throughout the middle of that one, Doug. But they put it away 25-22, and it's like you saw a confidence kind of build in this team.
And it was the match we've been wanting to see all year. If you look, all three sets, not a lot of mistakes by the Clay County bunch. The set they lost, it wasn't because they made mistakes. It's just they got some plays that didn't. So that's a big plus to see them play a good, consistent game, and they had it tonight, and it's just a great effort for Clay County.
It was, and Craig, I think that battling back and forth in that first set and finally putting it away is kind of what gave them that edge to come back and win that third after dropping the second one 25-19. And that wasn't a blowout either. Clay County battled throughout it.
Yeah, they were right there in set two. It could have been straight sets over Cumberland County if a couple of breaks had went their way. But when we talk about them learning how to win, and I think they took a big step tonight in learning how to win, because like you talked about, 18-6 coming in, 18-7 now Cumberland County, that's a good team, and that's a team that hits the ball very well. And like Doug talked, they just didn't make mistakes. There was not very many service errors, and they were getting the loose balls. You know, sometimes they're not really loose balls, but ones that are just kind of going away from them, they're able to get to. I remember Halen Garrison and Reagan Cherry a couple of times. You thought, there's no way they're going to get that where it will be able to be put into play, but they got it, and they got the finish on it, you know, a couple of times that maybe they shouldn't have. And that's big steps to going toward winning games, and that's what they did tonight. They made those plays that they haven't made in the last few games, and they got a big win tonight over Cumberland County.
And they did it with a 25-14 third set win, guys. And, you know, that one was back and forth for a while. It was tied at 9 at one point, and then Clay County kind of run away with it from there and ended up winning 25-14, scoring the last 9 points, Doug. And I thought that was huge to see this Lady Dog team, you know, again, just win a game. Yeah. It's got to feel great for them, and it comes at the perfect time.
Wouldn't you just see the confidence in them, too? We hadn't seen that all year. I mean, not trying to talk them down, but we hadn't. And tonight that confidence was there, and they just played solid volleyball, which is great.
Yeah, and we talked about it, too. It wasn't just about the kills. It was the net play, the blocks. And I thought Halen Garrison in that back row and some of those girls did a great job handling the, you know, honestly, just like you say,
the hammers coming at them.
Yeah, and they can do that. L.A.'s can do that. Lacey Wicks can do that. Baylor Walden can do that. Jenna Thompson can do that at times. She's more of she's kind of one of those sneaky ones. She'll find a spot and drop it where you need it to go, and that's all right, too. You need that, too. But something that I didn't think we need to talk about, those last 9 points, one way or another, came off of L.A.'s. And that's pretty impressive to run off 9 off a kill to get it started, to get a stop on the serve of Cumberland County, then run off 8 straight on your serve and set 3 to get the win and to win the game. That the pigtails, they just came to work tonight.
No doubt about it. Of course, Lacey Wicks getting the last 2 kills, and then that ace, I guess you got to call it, on that last one for Ella Eads to bring it home for Clay County. Again, Lady Dogs win here tonight by a 2-1 set.
I think we talked about during the timeout, and I don't mean to drag it out on here, but the way Lacey Wicks and Baylor Walden and Emma Wicks just battled with this front line of Cumberland County, we got to talk about that a little bit.
I agree.
Because they didn't back up. You know, Doug was talking about Cumberland County being able to hit hard at home. Clay County didn't care tonight. They said, we're going to be here, and we're going to play all night, and we're going to see what happens. And they came away with a huge win just by standing up and going toe-to-toe with some bigger kids and just taking that challenge on. And if I'm Coach Chambers, I'm going to say, let's watch this, and let's do this every night in the postseason. Let's come out, and we'll do good things.
Yeah, and Doug, you said it. I mean, there's no way Jackson County's got as many hitters as this Cumberland County team does. And, you know, Gordonsville may have it, but they're not going to be a whole lot better than that.
I don't know if there's a better hitter than the one girl Cumberland County's got. If there's one better than her, I want to see her.
Yeah.
And she's solid. And like I said, they had other hitters with her. And our girls battled that all night, which is very impressive. Cause when they're pounding that ball at you, it's hard to keep going after it. And our girls done it all night and got hands on it, and we made plays out of that.
Big win again for these Lady Dogs. And this Lady Dog recap has been brought to you by Eco Pencil Tennessee and Hermity Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever of building a stronger, safer, more economical, more sustainable home at EcoPanelsTN.com. EcoPanels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. And that was the EcoPanels wrap-up, not the recap, but it's close enough, I guess. Now it's time for the announce the TDS top performer from tonight's match. Guys, we kind of went back and forth on this one, as we do every time, seems like. But I think you got to go with the senior Lacey Wicks, playing her last home game of her career. She came out her senior season, guys, and we've seen her getting better all season long, and I think that came to a crescendo here tonight as she, again, challenged the Cumberland County hitters at the net herself, got a couple roofs, as we call them, points off of blocks, and several nice kills. We saw her making the cutter cross court, Craig, and she's just become a really good player up front for Clay County.
Yeah, she does things that are big. And when you make big plays, then people feed off of that. And that's kind of what she was able to do. She made some of those big kills, got some of those big blocks, those points at the net where it's just a joust, one-on-one with those players from Cumberland County. And most every one of them, size-wise, are bigger than Lacey Wicks. You know, that she's always battling more size, battling more height. But she doesn't care. I mean, she came out tonight, and she just stepped up, and she battled. And like I said, if I'm this Clay County bunch, I'm fired up going into the postseason.
Yeah, and Doug, it's not just about what she can do when she's in the air either. You know, to me, you talked about her length, her athleticism. You can't hardly get a ball by her.
No, this ball tonight, I didn't think she could even touch, and she got them and returned them in a good spot. Not just got them, but made a good play on them. And, you know, it's just effort, athletic ability, all that. And she just got us in a rhythm tonight, and they just fed off of it.
Yeah, and Lacey Wicks, we've seen her in basketball playing, Craig. You know, she's you can't hardly get a pass by her when she's at the top of the key and things like that. And, you know, how does that length help in volleyball? I mean, we see her, the play she makes, but it's got to help.
Oh, when you can get a hand above the net and not jump very much, you know, that changes the quickness. You can get up there so much quicker, and that's what she's good at. She reacts so quickly, like you talked about with the deflections, just getting off the floor. And you don't have to jump a mile high because you know Cumberland County is going to try to hit it right over the net, so just get to that point. And I tell you, they did a good job, all those on the front line. If they weren't where they could get on top of it, they were getting the block where they could pop it up and play it back across the net. So I just thought Clay County had a good game plan, and I thought Lacey Wicks was one of the leaders there on the front line that made it work, and that's why they came away with the win.
Tonight's top performer was the senior Lacey Wicks, brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. I got a note right here, guys, says next broadcast. Well, guess what? We don't have one. Clay County will be playing in the postseason against Jackson County Monday night, I think game time at 5:30 down there in Gainesboro. We won't be there. Just can't make that trip. But we've had a great time here calling Lady Bulldog Volleyball for the very first time. Doug, I want to thank you for sitting in with us. Again, you're the only one that's done the Grand Slam, I think,
well,
of the Horizon Sports Network.
I'm just glad to give you the opportunity to be here and do it. Like I said, I'm proud you do it for the people in Clay County, and just proud to be a part of it and be able to help when I can.
And Craigwood, there's no way we could have done this without you. You know, I thought after that first night we called one, I said, boy, what would we do without Craig Cantrell?
I don't know. My shoes probably pretty easy to fill, but I just try to have fun. I just try to go out, and I think if I'm having fun, then maybe the people watching at home, they're having fun too, and I just enjoy working with you guys. You just welcome me in. I might have a little black and gold run through this blue.
Well, we're still trying to wring that old hog eye blue out of you, but you perfect match, perfect fit for Clay County Bulldogs, and just an honor to have you here. I know Doug feels the same way, and I hope we can keep you possible.
Yeah, I plan on it. If you let me hang around, I'm coming. I'm like a bad penny. I just keep turning up.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you to all of our sponsors, Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, and everyone that made this happen. We will be on the air Friday night at Joe Burns High School for Clay County football's first Region 4A contest. So tune in to the Horizon Sport, Del Hollow Horizon Facebook page here on the Horizon Sports Network for that. For the final time here in Joe Sims Gym for volleyball season, for Doug Strong and Craig Cantrell, I'm Thomas Weaver, wishing you all a good night.